Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Biff Quick Responses to High Conflict. People by Bill Eddy is a practical self-help and communication guide focused on handling hostile messages, personal attacks, and escalating online or written exchanges. Eddy draws on professional experience as a lawyer, therapist, and mediator to address a common modern problem rapid. Emotionally charged communication that invites impulsive replies and prolonged conflict. The book's central contribution is the BIF method, a structured way to respond in a manner that is brief, informative, friendly, and firm. Rather than trying to diagnose or change the difficult person, the approach emphasizes controlling your own communication so you protect your reputation, reduce back and forth arguments, and keep interactions focused on concrete issues. The book is organized around clear instructions and many examples that show how BIF responses can be used in email, letters, social media, and sometimes in person, especially when you must respond but want to avoid getting pulled into blame and drama. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the BIF framework, brief, informative, friendly, firm, the core of the book is the BIF response. A four-part checklist designed for moments when someone sends an attacking, blaming, or manipulative message. Brief means keeping the reply short so you do not feed the conflict with extra details, emotional reactions, or side arguments. Informative means stating relevant facts or next steps without defending yourself at length or trying to win a debate. Friendly means maintaining a civil tone that signals you are reasonable, which can help neutral observers and reduce the chance that the other person escalates. Firm means setting a clear boundary or decision so the exchange does not turn into endless negotiation. Eddy presents BIF as a reputation-protecting tool as much as a conflict tool, because written messages can be forwarded, screenshotted, or later read by managers, mediators, or courts. The framework also shifts attention away from proving the other person wrong and toward accomplishing a practical communication goal, such as clarifying logistics, correcting a misunderstanding succinctly, or ending an unproductive thread. Secondly, responding to high-conflict behavior without trying to change the person. A recurring theme is that high-conflict interactions often follow predictable patterns: blame, all-or-nothing thinking, and provocative language aimed at pulling you into an emotional fight. The book encourages readers to accept a hard truth: you cannot reliably change a high-conflict person through explanation, persuasion, or counterattacks, especially in writing. BIF is built around managing your side of the interaction, which is the part you control. That mindset reduces the urge to defend your character or correct every accusation. It also helps you avoid common traps, such as over-explaining, giving unsolicited advice, issuing threats, or apologizing in ways that invite more attacks. Instead, Eddy frames each response as a small, intentional move that limits damage and keeps the conversation within a narrow lane. By focusing on your goal and keeping content restrained, you reduce the payoff the attacker gets from provoking you. The result is not necessarily harmony, but containment, fewer spiraling threads, fewer written statements you regret, and more stable boundaries. Thirdly, writing BIF messages for email, text, and social media. The book places special emphasis on written communication, where misunderstandings spread quickly and hostile messages can live forever. Eddy advocates responding quickly when needed, but not impulsively. A BIF response is meant to be easy to read, hard to misquote, and unlikely to trigger further conflict. In practice, this often means sticking to one issue, using simple sentences, and avoiding sarcasm, moralizing, or long background stories. Friendly language is used strategically, not to please the attacker, but to demonstrate calm professionalism and reduce perceived threat. Firmness can show up as a clear boundary, a simple choice, or a statement that the conversation will end unless it stays on topic. The approach also supports deciding when not to respond, because silence can sometimes be the best way to avoid rewarding provocations. Across online contexts, BIF functions as a style of disciplined writing. It aims to stop the back and forth, keep you out of defensiveness, and create a record that reflects restraint and reasonableness. Fourthly, 10-question self-coaching to strengthen a response before sending, beyond the acronym. The book presents a practical way to improve drafts by asking yourself a set of simple questions before you hit send. The purpose of this self-coaching step is to break the reflex to react and replace it with a quick quality check. Is the message too long, too emotional, or too detailed? Does it contain accusations or explanations that will invite argument? Does it clearly state the relevant information and the next step? Is the tone civil enough that a neutral third party would see you as reasonable? Is the boundary clear enough that the exchange does not continue indefinitely? This structured review also makes BIF easier to teach and share, because a friend, coach, or colleague can help you evaluate a draft without becoming involved in the conflict itself. the questions function like guardrails that keep communication aligned with your goal. Whether that goal is logistical coordination, setting limits, or closing a conversation, the emphasis is on practicality and repeatability, not perfect wording. Lastly, using ER statements to calm verbal conflict when writing is not enough. While BIF is primarily presented for written replies, EDI also introduces a complementary technique for face-to-face or verbal situations, the EAR statement, which emphasizes empathy, attention, and respect. The idea is that some conflicts escalate because the upset person feels dismissed, and a short acknowledgement can reduce intensity long enough to move forward. ER is not presented as agreeing with accusations or surrendering boundaries. Instead, it is a brief way to signal that you are listening and taking the person seriously as a human being, which can lower defensiveness and make a firm, practical message easier to hear. In high-conflict situations, this can support the same overall objective as BIF: contain the conflict, protect your reputation, and keep the interaction focused on solvable issues. ER statements also align with the book's broader principle of managing your own communication choices under pressure, when combined with BIF. The approach creates a toolkit. ER can help stabilize the emotional temperature, and BIF can deliver the actual content in a controlled, non-escalating way. In conclusion, BIF Quick Responses to High Conflict People is best suited for readers who regularly face hostile, blaming, or manipulative communication and need a clear script for responding without escalating the fight. That includes people dealing with difficult family dynamics, tense co-parenting logistics, workplace friction, neighbor disputes, or social media provocation. The practical benefit is immediate BIF gives you a repeatable format for writing messages that are shorter, calmer, and less risky to send, especially when your words might be forwarded or later reviewed. Intellectually, the book reinforces a boundary-based view of conflict communication. Success is not winning the argument, but preventing unnecessary damage while keeping attention on workable next steps. What makes it stand out among communication and conflict books is its narrow focus on real-world replies rather than broad theory. Instead of asking you to transform your personality or diagnose others, it offers a compact framework, concrete examples, and a straightforward self-coaching process you can apply in minutes. For anyone stuck in exhausting message threads, BIF is positioned as a tool for regaining control, reducing stress, and communicating in a way that stays consistent with your values and objectives. If you would like to support Bill Eddy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.